Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Boulevard between Trader Joe's and Causeway. Easy in, easy out. Folks are here. They're ready to serve you, to answer any questions you may have. And we've got some walking tour celebration the Oaks passes for you. Just ask for them. And we want to thank City Park and all that they do and helping us out here as well. We are joined by Nick Carl, who is the Vice President of Growth for People's Health. So, Nick, welcome and thank you for the opportunity to spend this time with you guys. Open enrollment period started October 15th, ends December 7th. Any coverage changes you want to make, this is when you make them, right?
That's correct. So on Medicare, when you want to change, it's between October 15th and December 7th annually. And then there's special circumstances that, you know, can happen that would allow you to change throughout the year. But for the average person that runs, it ends on Sunday.
So you guys are open till, I think, what, 4 p.m. every day?
That's correct.
And you're here at 3017 Veterans. So you have today and three more days after that to get in here and get any questions answered. You don't, because there are some things you don't want to miss, right?
Very much so.
Because there are penalties if you don't do certain things at certain times.
That's correct. And that's just with kind of getting your Medicare in place. So that's not necessarily tied to this time of year, right? So
right.
You can delay your Part B if you're still working. There's a number of things that you can do. But if you're on Medicare today, this is the time of year where you can make your change. And
right.
That's who we're really focused on kind of taking care of. And, yes, the Medicare Center is open 8 to 4. Monday through Friday, but we have people on the phones. We have, you know, licensed agents that can go to people's homes and help them through the weekend. So even though the center may be closed on Saturday and Sunday, we will have people available. We'll have people on the phones and people that can come
in
with you.
And they would go to peopleshealth.com, or you can call 1-800-978-9765. That's 1-800-978-9765 for some assistance. So let's go to the text line because we have a number of questions. I retired 35 years active duty military with TRICARE. I would come up for Medicare here in this next October, meaning of 2026. What is that? What would you recommend?
So TRICARE, if you have TRICARE for life, hey, first, thank you for your service. 30
yes.
years of service. I mean, thank
35
you for that.
Years.
35 years of service. Thank you for that. But you have TRICARE for life, which is excellent coverage. But we do offer plans that kind of work side by side with TRICARE for life. It's called our Patriot product, where if you would use your Part D or your prescription drug coverage through TRICARE for life, so the plan that we offer would not have Part D coverage, so it would not affect your TRICARE, and you would use your People's Health Patriot plan at our providers, and then you would use your TRICARE product at the VA and the facilities you're currently using.
So they complement one another.
That's correct. And most of those plans, and the plan that we offer, one of them has up to $175 Part B give back, meaning we would give that back to you And you could use that to use your to pay your Part B premium.
All right. My auctioner plan is canceling coverage. When is my deadline to get new Medicare Advantage coverage?
Yeah, so with auctioner had a Medicare Advantage plan that is canceling their contract with Medicare as of December 31st. So they can change now for their annual enrollment period, but then they can change December 8th through February 28th. So they've got basically the end of this year and the first 2 months of next year to change. The key is they need if they don't change before January 1st, they're going to go back to original Medicare for January. And if they change in January, they wouldn't be effective until February. And if they didn't change in February, they wouldn't be effective till March, right? So I wouldn't wait. I would do that now.
So get in here.
Correct. Just because you have the enrollment period doesn't mean you have coverage. The coverage is ending on January 1st.
Right.
So they need to get in and get that coverage taken care of.
So why isn't People's Health in Mississippi?
So People's Health was founded in 1994. We talked a little bit about that earlier. By local doctors, and it was a Louisiana plan. We are part, so People's Health was purchased by United Healthcare in 2018. We have United Healthcare products in Mississippi. It's just not the People's Health brand that's offered in Mississippi, but we do have Medicare Advantage plans through the United Healthcare brand in Mississippi and really across the country.
So this question comes up a lot. Newell, I previously enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B and want to keep it that way. Do I have to re-enroll or verify anything, or I can do nothing and my benefits stay the same?
That's correct. You don't have to do a thing. You can stay. If you're on original Medicare and you're happy there, nothing changes for you going into the next calendar year.
Thought I remember another question that came up. I hear that one a lot, though.
And even if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan that you're happy with right now and it's continuing into the next year, you don't have to do anything. It will automatically roll into the next year. These are for people that want to make a change, or what I would encourage is people just to take a look and make sure you're maximizing and getting the most of what you need. And that changes and that varies. And, you know, based on as you age, some things that were really important to you when you first age into Medicare may be different. And you may be on a prescription drug, or you may have some sort of chronic condition now that you didn't have then. And there are plans specifically designed for people there. So,
and one that you mentioned was diabetes.
Diabetes and heart disease. We have a chronic
plan. I mean,
those
are two of the, you know, it's most prevalent. That we see in our community, right?
100%.
So if you're diagnosed with that, you may want to take a look.
Take a look, because it's going to be lower co-pays and lower costs for, you know, services that you use. And then we offer additional benefits like healthy food. So you get a monthly allowance to use for healthy foods at certain grocery stores and certain in-network facilities.
It's interesting is the plans are kind of holistic, right, as it relates to health.
That's exactly right. That's one of the benefits that probably doesn't get talked about enough, is really kind of the coordination of care and having your primary care doctor talk to your specialist and vice versa, versus you deciding where to go when you want to go. And some people, that's their preference, and that's fine. But these plans are really designed to be holistic and coordinate the person's care to offer them.
Because People's Health actually has a vested interest in making sure, or trying to have compliance in that regard, because the outcomes are important.
Yeah, and we're rated by Medicare based on those outcomes and based on what our members say about us. And in 2026, we'll be a 4 out of 5-star plan, which is one of the highest in the state. And that's something we're proud of, and we take a lot of accountability for it. But we also invest a lot of time and effort into that to make sure that we are the highest we can.
And a lot of that is brought about by information sharing. And I say this all the time, information is power. And the more information that you can have about your medical challenges that you're facing and what makes sense to do. And a lot of this is not very onerous either, right?
It's not. And we're there to help you and kind of hold your hand through the process. We've got navigators and coordinators that work with our members that if we see that you haven't had something done in a while, we're going to call you and encourage you to do that. So, I mean, it's
that would be a real challenge for you.
You might be, but hey, give it a shot.
No, but it's good. I mean, you know, because you just kind of forget, right? And
yeah, and
you don't follow up. You don't get that blood test. You don't get this. You don't get that. You're not monitoring. If you know, ignorance is bliss doesn't work very well in the medical arena, right? In the healthcare arena.
And we don't want cost to be a barrier, right? I mean, there are obviously some things that cost money and significant amounts of money, but things like a primary care visit on our plans are $0, right? That's for a reason. We want our members to go see their primary care doctor, to have their kind of annual wellness checks done, have those things that prevent, you know, and catch things early versus waiting and then catching it later, because then the ramifications are not generally good.
And it's not as easy to talk about once you get beyond age 65, but the reality is things come on sometimes at a quicker pace and you don't even know it.
I would argue that it is the most important decision that, you know, people as they age make, because, you know, like you said, it generally doesn't get, you're not getting way healthier, right? Some people do, but generally you're going to have more issues and need us more as you age.
So let's cover again. So we're in the open enrollment period that really only applies if you want to make a change. If you're happy with what you have now and you're certain that nothing has changed in the offering, you can do nothing. And it carries forward to the following year.
That's correct. But the big thing that you said there is nothing changed, right? Because this year there are lots of plans with lots of changes. So the key there is to do your homework, take a look, and make sure that what you have now is going to meet your needs into the next year. And if not, then pick up the phone and call somebody and let us help you. And, you know, there are a lot, we have lots of licensed agents that sell multiple plans and multiple carriers. It's not just People's Health. If you want somebody that, you know, can help you there, we can help you with that as well. In fact, we've got some here today. So it's, you know, I don't want people to be scared to call and say, oh, let me get help from People's Health, because it's only People's Health.
And I've witnessed that. I have, y'all have assisted people that are not on People's Health and worked them and actually sat down at the computer and got them all squared away and everything else. And it really, that's a testament to not only do y'all talk the talk, but you're walking the walk.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in that, and I take a lot of pride in that, right? And my staff and the team here, they do a great job of that. And it doesn't help us to put somebody on a plan that's not in their best interest. And there are times where, look, you're in something that we can't offer you better than, and that's okay. But let us at least kind of take a look and make sure. And again, I mean, I use my parents as an example, right? They've been on Medicare for a number of years. And when they first enrolled, the plan looked like X, and now it looks like Y. Mm-hmm. And it may not be meeting the needs of what they have today. So you should do that annual review. It doesn't take a lot of time. Go on our website and take a look at the plans and what we have to offer. And then if you feel comfortable with where you are, then that's fine. But if you want to ask and get some help, we're here to help you. And that's really what we're here to do.
Especially because there are a lot of benefits that y'all offer. I know, you know, as it relates to health, memberships at places. I mean, it was amazed how many people I've met that had never been, you know, to a health club or a fitness club in their life until they turned 65. Yep. And they went on a Medicare Advantage plan. And now they're religiously doing cycling and, you know, aerobics or this or that, you know, and these same folks tell me this has been a life changer for them.
Right. We are a healthcare company. It's about wellness, right? And that's part of wellness is activity. And so that is a key benefit that we offer and something that we want to continue to offer and do continue to offer because it matters. And the more that these seniors not only are physically active, but also socially active, right? There are many, you go into many of these fitness centers in the morning and you see folks sitting around drinking coffee, having a conversation. And to me, that's as healthy as anything. And then they get on the bike and ride, which is even better, right? But
yeah,
it's both the physical and the social interaction that comes with that benefit that is key.
Yeah, and I had some of my friends that, you know, I kind of said, "You're doing spinning classes?"
Yeah,
really? Yeah, it's like three times a week we're spinning.
I should be in there with them.
Yeah, well, I told you I would be a tough sell. So we just covered special enrollment, and you want to check, too, not only for benefits but cost.
That's exactly right. I mean, people always ask me, what's the biggest, you know, what should I be looking at? And for most people, cost is the number one factor, right? So take a look and see what you have now and what it will cost you next year. And, again, that's not just copays. That's also your prescription drug coverage, right? There's a lot of changes as part of the Inflation Reduction Act to Part D plans as a whole and what those plans cover and what your costs would be under it for 2026. So that's something that, to me, is key for people to take a look at. The other key factor is your doctors, and make sure that your providers and the people that you use today are still going to be in that network for 2026, and that can change throughout the year. I get that, but let's make sure going into the next year that those doctors are there, and that's who you want to see.
So let's talk about this. You're 64 today. You're going to make 65 in 2026, right?
Yep.
Is there like a grace period before your 65th birthday that you can make a decision?
There is. So you can start, you can enroll actually 3 months before your 65th birthday. So there's a 7-month enrollment window where it's the 3 month before, the month of, and the 3 months after that you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. So that's that. So if you're going to age in, or, you know, throughout the year, make sure that your Part A and Part B is in effect. Call Social Security, get that in effect so that you then can make that election when your time comes.
Because there is a penalty relative to original Medicare if you don't do that.
There is.
Right?
There is a late enrollment penalty that if you don't have credible coverage, or coverage as good as what you would have on Medicare, and it lapses, then you pay a fee for the rest of the time you're on Medicare based on how long you go without that coverage. So it is key.
So it's punitive.
It is. It is key for you to know and to make that election. Now, if you're still working, you're not penalized. If you're and have insurance coverage through your employer, you're not penalized. You can defer your Part B and not need it. So generally, if you've worked, you know, 10 years or 40 quarters in your life, you get Medicare Part A premium free. Part B is what you pay a premium for, and that's what most people who are currently working will defer until they retire. But don't wait until you're retired to do it. Once you make that decision, you should go to Social Security and get that in effect so that you're ready to go.
Got a text here. How do I evaluate or compare my Medicare and supplemental plan with Advantage plans?
So a licensed agent is probably the best person to sit down with to look at, A, what your premiums and what you're paying in premiums alone. Because a lot of times on a supplement plan, you could be paying more than what you would pay all year on a Medicare Advantage plan. So you take a look at that. Now, the Medicare supplement, there's a lot of good things from a Medicare supplement. I don't
know. It's a broader coverage.
Broader coverage, yes. Broader meaning that you can go to any provider wherever you want, you know, to get that. Medicare would pay their 80%, and the supplement would supplement the 20% that member is responsible for generally. And there's different levels of Medicare supplement plans that cover at variable levels.
State to state, it's more portable.
It is. You can use it anywhere that accepts Medicare across any of the states. So where a Medicare Advantage plan, for your standard coverage, you know, in-network coverage, you've got to stay within the area.
The
now,
for
emergencies and urgently needed care, you have coverage across the United States, and you even have some coverage worldwide.
So another texter says, I am 62 and will be retiring when I turn 67. When do I enroll in Medicare?
You should do that.
At
I would
65.
Say at 65. That's exactly right. Well, or at least take a look and see at 65.
You want to register original Medicare for Part A, Part B, so you don't suffer the penalty.
Right. You can defer your Part B if you're still coverage
right.
until you're 67. But Part A, you're going to have. Part B is what you're going to defer until you retire at 67.
Yeah, so there again, not to belabor the point, but it's so important because all of these little nuances have downstream implications. And if you're not familiar with them and you miss these windows, you don't want to miss these windows.
You don't. And most people don't think about it until it's upon them.
Well, that's what I love about what we're doing right here, right now, right? Is that we're reminding folks, hey, if you're about to turn 65, you know, you've got some things that you got to look at.
Exactly. And if you're about to turn 65, don't wait until the month before, because you go to Social Security, you got to make an appointment generally to go do it. It takes a little bit of time to get in. I would do it.
And you never know if there's going to be another government shutdown. I mean,
there's a number of things. That's exactly right. But I would get way ahead of it. You know, 6 months before my birthday, I would start scheduling those appointments and getting that so that you then can get it in effect so that the month you turn 65, your Medicare can take effect. And if you want to, again, if you want to work till you're 67, you can defer that Part B and not have to pay that premium until that time. But again, don't wait until the month you decide to retire and say, hey, now I need it.
And I'll tell this little story. You guys were the one that informed me, because I had no idea that was the case. And while doing one of these, you know, it was like, well, wait a minute, I'm about to turn 65.
Right.
Yeah, and he's like, well, better get on the stick and get your appointment and get your business together.
Yeah,
right?
And we don't start your Medicare for you. You've got to go through Social Security to get that done, and that can take some time. And some people it's seamless. Some people there's different things that they have to do to get that into effect. So, again, time is of the essence, obviously, for this enrollment period, but it's also key for, you know, people as they age in.
All right, you got a few more minutes.
Sure.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Folks are asking to please have them explain having an HSA plan at work and how that works in coordination with this. 504-260-1870. If you want to text in some other questions, we'll try to get them all answered for you after we come back from the break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So we are visiting with Nick Carl, Vice President of Growth for People's Health. We've got a lot of great questions coming in, and we're going to try and get some of those answered here. What advice does your guest have for people who are becoming eligible for Medicare next year, especially if the law should change to where insurance companies do not have to cover people with pre-existing conditions?
Yeah, I don't see Medicare ever having that law. We've always had to cover people with, and we can't even ask really kind of qualifying health questions on a Medicare Advantage plan. So I don't ever, anticipate that being an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they're talking about ACA or you know, the Affordable Care Act provisions, but I don't see that changing. I mean, that is one of the most popular policy changes ever made, I think, maybe in the history of healthcare.
Correct. And even
age 26 for your kids and pre-existing condition exclusion going away.
To me, that was the biggest change within the law. And on the Medicare Advantage side of things, we used to not enroll people with ESRD, and that was really the only condition we could ask about at the time of enrollment, and that has since gone away.
ESRD.
So you can enroll in a plan in a Medicare Advantage plan with ESRD.
In the listening audience, those that don't know what that is.
It's for liver failure, right?
Right.
Yeah, correct. So end-stage renal diseases. It goes back to acronyms we were talking about earlier that just come off my tongue, and I don't think about that, but end-stage renal disease are really kind of kidney dialysis.
Dialysis.
If you're getting dialysis, then you used to not be able to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. Now you can, and there's no exclusions on that.
Does the chronic special needs plan also include the over-the-counter benefits?
It does. It not only includes the over-the-counter benefits, but it also includes the ability to use those dollars for healthy food as well. So they can go and use it for vegetables and fruits and things like that, not just for the over-the-counter, you know, vitamins. And
someone told me that there's some kind of plan that you can involve yourself in where special foods, special diets are met, and you're able to get that as well.
Well, we've got really kind of plans with two different kind of food benefits. We offer food benefits on most of our plans for people as they leave the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and
we mail them
you know, meals that most of them get 12 meals after they leave an inpatient hospital stay, and it can be dietary met based on their conditions and what they need. So if they need a low sodium diet or whatever, we mail them the menu for that.
So, Newell, please have them explain having an HSA plan at work.
So if you have an HSA plan.
That's a savings
health
account.
Health savings account. That's plan. Correct. You cannot contribute to your HSA once you are eligible for Medicare. Right? You can no longer are enrolled in a Medicare plan. You can no longer contribute to it, but you can use the funds to pay for your Part B premiums. You can use the funds to pay for Medicare Advantage premiums if there are, and then any co-pays or deductibles that you have. You cannot use HSA funds to pay for a Medicare supplement premiums. So you no longer contribute to your HSA, but if there are excess funds in there from when you're working, you can use those to cover, you know, your cost on the Medicare Advantage.
So your co-pays, your Part D co-pays,
correct.
All of that you could use.
You can use those funds for that. Any
HSA.
Qualifying thing, just like you would on
and you want to be kind of judicious, right, in how you set that up with your HSA plan. And the beauty of utilizing it for the copays, especially with Medicare Advantage, is that you know what the copay is. It's a flat rate.
That's correct. But there aren't HSAs for Medicare, if that was what the question was.
Yeah.
But you can use those funds if there are excess funds to pay for those costs.
We covered this before, but I want to talk about it again. People want to compare Medicare and their Medicare supplement plan. And I asked you this question earlier because, you know, I have health care benefits from the employer. We have an employer-sponsored plan. It may make sense for some folks, depending on the cost and what you're looking to accomplish, to look at the Medicare supplement option, because you're almost comparing apples to apples there, right?
Yeah. The key there is, so a Medicare supplement, you're going to pay a higher monthly premium generally for that.
Right.
But it's going to cover your cost whenever whatever you use, right? It's going to cover that 20% of the cost that you would generally be responsible for. So what you would do is almost do the math of what you're paying.
So a lot of conventional plans are 80-20 out of pocket with the copay, and it has a ceiling on your out of pocket expenses.
Correct.
Most of the plans I've seen are somewhere around $10,000. So you're going to pay 20% of the $10,000, right?
Right. So you're going to pay $2,000 of that.
So you're going to pay $2,000 plus your deductible, whatever
Correct.
Deductible plan you're on. So you want to get all of that.
You want to do that math and figure out also what you're paying in monthly premium.
Right.
You know, so that, to me, you almost have to do the math of what is your total spend annually, and then take a look at, if you're trying to compare it to a Medicare Advantage plan, is look at, A, if there's even a premium on the plan, and then what the maximum out of pocket is, because that's the maximum you could pay.
Right.
And on some of these, like we talked about earlier, one of our plans, it's a $3,900 maximum out of pocket. Most people are, as they age in Medicare, the premiums, you know, on a Medicare supplement rise, most people are paying more than that in premium alone.
Yeah.
So it's those things, and then it's the extra benefits and the things like a fitness center membership. If you're paying for that and you can get it covered, and you know, your dental coverage, you can get that covered for you here. So there's a number of other factors that you may not be thinking, you know, oh, this is my health insurance, but there are things that you get on these plans that could eliminate that cost for you.
Let's talk about dental for a second. I've been reading a lot about how much the care of your mouth actually contributes to your overall health. And people should probably know this, but I, you know, the more that I read, the more curious I get, and I, you know, I dig a little deeper, and it's amazing the connection between your overall health and the care of your teeth, your mouth, your gums.
100%. And that, I mean, that's another reason that we offer the benefit, right? Is that people think, oh, it's nice, but it without food and without being able to, you know, use your mouth to eat those things, you know, the energy and the nutrients to be able to live. And,
right.
and that sounds very basic, and it is, but it's true.
But it's one of those things that we stare that obvious thing in the face and we walk right around it, right?
That's exactly. I have a lot of dentist friends that tell me how important it is to have those things done.
So, let's see. Premiums only on supplement. Let's see. Trying to read. Husband just changed from supplemental to chronic needs people on supplemental only covers categories. Medicare covers no dental, no vision, no gyms, no prescription drugs, all extra premiums.
That's exactly what I was just talking about, right? So those are extra costs that people pay for. And if you can afford it and you're happy with it, that's great. But there are many people that can't, and these plans really meet that need for them.
Newell, have him talk about not being penalized if you have an HSA and do not have to sign up until you get ready to quit. I'm not sure.
I'm not following that.
What that actually means.
The key there with the HSA is just to stop the contribution before you turn, you know, you start your Medicare, because there are penalties.
Original Medicare.
when you enroll in Medicare Part A and Part B, you should stop at the month that that starts. Because if you continue to contribute to it, then there are taxable things. And I'm not an accountant. I don't know the exact rules around that. But I know that you're not allowed to continue to contribute to an HSA when you're on Medicare.
So there are two different types of plans, though, right? There's an HSA, and there's another type of medical expense plan that you can
FSA. Flexible savings account.
Right. They don't have the same implications, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Again, I'm not. I focus on kind of the Medicare world, and yeah. I don't live in the kind of the commercial
world.
I don't want to act like I'm an expert.
So, people, one texter points out that that supplemental. Well, I guess he's talking about make sure that you're comparing apples to apples in the costs. For each one of them when you're doing it.
100%. I mean, that's exactly right. And I'm not here to bash Medicare supplements. They're fantastic, and we sell those as well through the United Healthcare brand. And they meet a need for a lot of people. But there's also the Medicare Advantage side that financially meets some needs for people that just can't afford it.
And yeah. You want to make sure you look at the math. It doesn't lie. It doesn't have any emotion.
That's exactly right. And some people,
it is what it is, and it ain't going to change.
Right.
Right.
And that's, I mean, there's so much talk about Medicare Advantage and talk about, you know, just the whole insurance world, right? But do the math. Take a look at what you have versus what you could have. And then it's up to you to make that decision. And it's what's best. And I hear so much, right? And I've told you this before. What's best for you might not be best for your wife.
Right.
Or what's best for your neighbor or your mother who was taken care of on a certain plan might not meet your needs. So it's an individual decision. This is no longer a family decision. It's an individual decision.
And you got to control your emotion and control your expectations, because you may hear your buddy outline something that makes complete total sense for them, but as you just pointed out, it may not for you. So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
It's not, and it's based on, you know, finances and providers, and there's just so many other factors that go into it that are individual decisions that you should just do your homework and make that decision what's best for you.
Well, thank you again. I think a lot of people have a lot of angst and anxiety over this, right?
They do, and this decision lives with them for the calendar year.
But you can eliminate that by just visiting the People's Health Medicare Center and getting the scoop.
And we have a 1 o'clock seminar going, you know, that's going to start here in a little while, and we've got some people in the room now. But come by and ask questions, and again, we're here to help, we're here to assist, so come by and ask the questions.
Absolutely. They are most helpful here, and it's really about what's in your best interest. I've seen that actually work, and I've seen how folks are just really, they walk out of here with a bounce in their step, and they're very appreciative.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys being here. It's a lot of fun.
No, absolutely. And I think we covered a lot of territory, a lot of stuff here, and put some folks at ease. So thank you for that as well. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.